that I've heard that one before. That's good. Turn, if you would, in your Bible, says 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And Miss Christy, if you want to stay up here, we're going to have an invitation in about 10 minutes. That's up to you. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I always like to have an invitation before we take the Lord's Supper. Such a serious, serious memorial. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. Remember now, Paul, in writing the book of Corinthians, is writing back to the church at Corinth, and he is correcting a lot of the things that they're doing wrong. And one of the things they were doing wrong was they were partaking of the Lord's Supper in an improper manner. And so he's addressing that here in chapter 11, verse 17 says, "Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you came together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise you the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not." So they were taking, those who had plenty were not eating at their own home before they came to the Lord's Supper. And those who had little were coming to the Lord's Supper and, you know, just partaking and eating and eating and getting drunk. It just became a drunken feast. And he says, I'm not proud of you. This is wrong. And he says, don't you have your own houses to eat in? And that was not the intention of the Lord's Supper, to come and serve a meal. It was, as he puts it here, verse 23, "For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, because of these things, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." That means many are dead. Amen. "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together into condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this night we have to come. Observe your table. We pray tonight that as we observe, that we be reminded so deeply about your broken body and the blood that you shed for us. Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice on Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord's Supper is a memorial. It's a set symbolic ordinance, just like baptism is. Baptism is a picture, it's a memorial, it's remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I taught the class before I came in here to the Hicks family and said, you know what, the baptism is a passageway into the church. It is a public acknowledgement that you're a Christian, that you've been saved, and you're publicly acknowledging. Jesus said, acknowledge, you know, deny me before men, or acknowledge me before men, I'll acknowledge you before the Father. And then it's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's the primary meaning. It is a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection. It's a set symbolic ordinance. It's there, a memorial to remind us of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's to remind us of the gospel. And in the same way, the Lord's Supper is a memorial. It's to remember the price that was paid for our sins, the broken body of Jesus and the blood that was shed. We think about memorials, we think about Easter and Christmas and Veterans Day, and there's other set memorials that we think about, and that's what we observe tonight, a memorial recognizing, remembering the body and the blood of Jesus. Let us be reminded of the cross. Let us be reminded of the blood that was shed on Calvary. For the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Let us be reminded of the broken body of Jesus Christ and what He did for us on the cross. As you think about Matthew chapter 27, Matthew chapter 27, if you want to turn there, I'm going to read a few verses there. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We think about Christmas. We think about His birth. And the Lord's Supper, we think about His death. Chapter 27 of Matthew, verse 27, says, "Then the soldiers and the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto Him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped Him and put on Him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon His head and a reed in His right hand. And they bowed the knee before Him and mocked Him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they spit on Him and took the reed and smote Him on the head. And after that they had mocked Him, they took the robe off from Him and put His own raiment on Him and led Him away to crucify Him. And as they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come into the place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted it, therefore, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.'" Verse 36, "And sitting down they watched him there, and set up over his head the accusation written, 'This is Jesus, King of the Jews.' Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on his right hand and another on his left. And they that passed by reviled him, and wagging their heads, and saying, 'Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.' Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and the elders, said, 'He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God.' The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land in the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?' That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?' And some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, 'This man calleth for Elijah. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on his reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let us see whether Elias will come and save him.' And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent." That's what Jesus Christ went through for us. Shed his blood and gave his body for us. As we take the Lord's Supper tonight, just as baptism is an act of obedience, so the Lord's Supper is an act of obedience. It says there in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 and 25, this do, it's a command. It's a command from the Lord. And taking the Lord's Supper is an act of obedience in remembrance of Him. Verse 24 and 25 make that very clear. It's a remembrance of me, remembrance of Jesus Christ, His blood and His body. It's an act of praise and thanksgiving. 1 Corinthians again 11:24, when they had given thanks. It's an act of testimony. Just as baptism was tonight, testimony, the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. So tonight we are testimony of the Lord's death till He come. Verse 26. By the way, the Bible says here, this do as oft as you drink. It doesn't give a specific amount of times that you should partake. Some churches, observe it every Sunday. Some observe it once a month or every fifth Sunday. And with us, mostly, it's Christmas and Easter, and we try maybe to squeeze another one in there somewhere. There's no rule as to when to take it. It just says, this do. It is a command that the church observe the Lord's Supper, that the church remember the broken body and blood of Jesus Christ. We don't observe it as often because I think it should be something that doesn't become ritual, that doesn't become routine. I think when we come to the Lord's Supper, it ought to be something that is special. I'm not saying if you did it every Sunday, it wouldn't be special, but it certainly would lose its luster. It certainly would lose some of its its power with us. We're just creatures of habit, and when we do something in a routine fashion, it becomes mundane, and it takes away from the special part of the service. So tonight we observe the Lord's Supper, observing again the broken body and the blood of Jesus. The last part is it's an act of examination. It says, "But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and some sleep." So as we come to take the Lord's Supper, we ought to come with a clean heart. Amen? We ought to come and observe the Lord's Supper in a way in which our fellowship with God is right. That's why we generally have an invitation. I do believe the Bible teaches, and we see this in verse 17 and 19, that this was a problem in the church there at Corinth. And Paul is addressing the problem in that church at Corinth when he is telling them about how to take the Lord's Supper. And I do believe the Lord's Supper is an ordinance that's given to the church. And the Bible nowhere teaches it that there is some universal invisible church out there. There are churches. When the Bible refers to the church, it's referring to churches. Whether it's Heritage Baptist Church in Haslett, Texas, or Victory Baptist Church in Weatherford, Texas, or Worth Baptist Church in Fort Worth, he's dealing with individual churches. And so we practice closed communion. We believe that the ordinance of the Lord's Supper is for this church and for our church family. There are many reasons why, and one of them, again, as I just said, that we believe in the local church. There is no invisible universal church. Secondly, it talks about the church having a ability to control how the ordinance is taken and how it is observed and who partakes of it. Because if someone has a problem and someone is at ought in the church, they should not partake of the Lord's Supper. And so it would be governed in that way. So if someone was under church discipline, they would not be able to take the Lord's Supper. So how can you be a member of another church? We don't know whether you've gotten church disciplined or not. We believe in the local church. It's an act of examination. I like this little saying. I don't know where it came from. It's a backward look. You do show the Lord's death till he come. It's a forward look until he comes. It's an inward look. Let a man examine himself. It's an outward look. Christ died for all. It's an upward look. And when he had given thanks, I'm so thankful for what the Lord did for me. Let's take some time here and have an invitation, Miss Christie, and let's all stand. If the Lord's touched your heart tonight, if you need to come down and deal with a few things, whatever that may be, why don't you come deal with it tonight? Hymn 534, Cleanse Me, appropriate song tonight. Just come down and just pray the Lord. Lord, maybe there's something in my life I don't know about. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, help me to see those things that I may not be able to see. And if there's something you know, come get it right. As we sing, amen. Please be seated. It's good to have some visitors here tonight as the men come forward. It's good to have visitors with us tonight. It's good to have Jacob and the Lumens with us tonight, his wife, and she teaches in our Christian school. What a blessing to have them here with us tonight. Jacob, kind of raise your hand. And Brother Terry is youth pastor, so that's a little iffy, but everything else is good. All right, men, come on. Let's go ahead and we'll pray for the bread. Brother Feaser, why don't you do that for us, please?
Dear Father God, we come to you tonight humbly bowing ourselves before you, thinking of the sacrifice that you gave us through your Son, the bruising of his body, Lord God, the payment for the sin that he's given us through that. We just pray, Lord God, that as we partake of this bread, Lord, that we would remember that, we would meditate on that for the days to come, and Lord God, that we would give you the glory for it. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for you sending your Son in the world to save sinners like us. Lord, that the Creator was willing to become flesh and to give his life for us is beyond our comprehension. Lord, to remember the broken body that your Son went through. Lord, help us to see it afresh tonight. Help us to remember the sacrifice that was made in order that we might escape hell and have a home in heaven. Lord, we thank you once again for our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Lassiter, if he would, to bless the drink.
Father, we are so grateful. We don't understand it all, Father, but that's not up to us. You gave us this. We relish it, Father. We want it. We thank you, Father, for sending Jesus and for the shedding of his blood that washes away all of our sins so that we might, Father, someday stand before you. And we thank you again, Father, for it. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen.
Amen. Again, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, and after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. And you do have the little holders there in front of your chair. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for your Son who shed his blood for us. We know the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And God, we're so grateful that he was willing to shed his blood for us. Again, we pray that you'd help us to keep that fresh in our minds tonight as we remember the blood that was given for us. Lord, bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the men go back with their families. And let's sing. Let's all stand. Turn to hymn 367. It says, when they gave thanks and they broke bread, that they sang a hymn and were dismissed. So, Brother Tim, no ending prayer by you again tonight. 367, so no announcements. This is how we'll end the service. I think it's 367 is Just As I Am, right? No, I'm sorry, Amazing Grace, right? No? Sorry, what's Amazing Grace? Don't need any words.
Amen.
Don't need a page. Ready? Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I...
When we've been there 10,000 years.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing in God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. You're dismissed.